Jump. Hello and welcome to, I'm just going to be honest, I wasn't going to do a podcast tonight. We're going to watch. Jamil was in town, so he came over to watch the, I don't know how to put it. I've never seen anything as violent as what AEW gave us tonight. When Tony Khan says he feared for his life, I hid behind my couch and I was at home watching it. It was.
Me too.
I can't believe that was. I'm surprised they didn't just put that on HBO Max because that was crazy for 7 o'clock on regular TV.
Same.
So realistically, what we normally do is try to find like cool things to talk about and scripts and plots and all that. So if you've never listened to this before, this will not be the normal episode because I think we're just going to shoot. I think that's why we're here. I think it's going to be a nice, quick, short episode, and we're going to shoot. I got Ray.
Hi.
Well said.
Yeah.
Jamil?
I'm here.
All right. So we're going to talk about all kind of crazy stuff, most of it having to do with people who don't even work in AEW anymore. This is the AEW Dynamite episode after this.
Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. Here at Go Home Heat, our contributors focus on the stories and character arcs of the live action drama art form. An art form dating back to Zeus, featuring Lincoln and a bear and peaking with RoboCop and Sting. In the words of Xavier Woods, the last form of theater in the round. And now, Go Home Heat.
Okay, we're back. Okay, thoughts on the brawl? Quotations that we saw. Jamil, you want to go first?
I'm going to find this tweet that someone put on Twitter that best sums this up. Yes. At Young Little Lightfoot. This is Y-U-N-G Littlefoot. I'm sorry. At Young Littlefoot. Y-U-N-G Littlefoot. Solange in the elevator was more violent than that footage.
Okay, so what we get, and it's so weird because there was a pretty good Edge Penta match to start the show with.
There was
a pretty good Mariah May match. Mm-hmm. There was a neat segment.
Mia Shirakawa showed up.
I thought there was a good episode there with your women's champion Toni Storm.
Yes,
there was some interesting stuff between Willow at the Edge match.
Dustin and Samoa Joe had a match.
Yeah,
they did, and
if you ordered the Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match on Wish.
Okay, let's be real though. Cody absolutely should have bladed in that match.
He should have. He should have
ate that fine.
But Dustin made up for it.
Dustin
evidently he bladed with a hammer. Good for him.
Yes.
Original look on that. Anyway, but all that gets overshadowed. And I think everything that was going to be.
Oh, go Mercedes ahead. Money talked. Yeah.
She did. She got jumped. The Undertaker jumped her. Mm-hmm. It looks like the lights went out. Yes. Lights came on.
It's the Undertaker.
Or it could have been.
It's Sting.
Or Julia Hart.
It could have been Julia Hart.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Schiavone.
Mm-hmm.
He never recovered.
Okay. Yeah, and let's go there. So we're watching. The Edge match is over. They do a little backstage segment. We cut to the announcers telling us we're going to the Bucks and they're going to give us what we wanted. They actually interrupted the Sting match with a small ticker in the top corner.
The Edge match.
The Edge match.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But they did. They absolutely did. The ticker said 19 minutes and 16 seconds. And my response was, you all have an actual timer for this. I feel like you all are gonna troll. I thought we were being trolled.
I'm gonna be honest. At that moment, I was like, this is a great bit of business. This is hilarious.
This is. And the thing was okay, interesting to me. Is I thought the Bucks up until we ran the footage.
I loved it up until the Bucks talking about like what happened at All in like this really tongue in cheek way where they're like doing like it sounds like an apology video.
Yes,
where they're like on the verge of tears talking about how, like, I think FTR conspired against it and organized all of this. That's hilarious.
100%.
That's just objectively hilarious.
It was great.
Yes, it was.
Then they had to run the footage.
And then the footage ran. Huh. The footage ran.
Woo.
The footage of Jack Perry getting his ass beat.
He didn't know. He didn't get his ass beat, though.
He
got pushed. And I mean, he was in that chokehold for what? A second?
Literally like 3 seconds.
If that. It was nothing burger to me.
When the Young Bucks got on, I absolutely thought, when the Young Bucks got on and started doing the talking that Ray brought up, I looked everybody in the room and I was like, when we get trolled, just say that I'm right. Unfortunately, we didn't get trolled and I wish I was right.
Right. Right.
In another circumstance, though, I'm still right because Punk didn't lie. It's literally verbatim, word for word, bar for bar. Shout out to Soulja Boy on the Breakfast Club. Word for word, bar for bar, what he said in the MMA Hour interview. Nothing changed.
And I am not in any way, shape, or form advocating for people in workplaces, even wrestling workplaces, to push and choke people. I'm not advocating for that.
Unless you're Jack Perry. No. We're not advocating.
It really felt like if you're going to show me this, then something a little more, I don't know how to say egregious because that may not be fair, but it just seemed like a big nothing burger that they showed us.
I would not have aired
the footage because I would have aired on the side of letting people assume, because I assumed it was more violent than that when I heard Punk tell the story than what I actually saw. They just kind of went back and forth for a second, and Perry, according to Punk, Perry says, do something about it. Punk did. And
so here's the thing, like, when Punk gets fired,
right?
When Punk gets fired from AEW, I'm thinking it's more violent than what we saw.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the thing about Punk getting fired, I don't particularly have an issue with Punk getting fired. In most jobs, if you try to choke out your coworker, you get fired. My thing is, what type of grudge does Tony have against Jack Perry? Because Jack Perry, literally, if you watch the footage, Jack Perry doesn't throw a punch. He just like stands there and gets beat, and now he's suspended. And think of all of the wrestlers who have been suspended, who are still in AEW right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's Sammy Guevara gets suspended every time he comes back to AEW. Jack Perry, yeah, he did something dumb. All right. I won't completely ignore the fact that, yeah, Jack Perry comes out of all of this looking like a doofus because he might be. And even then, the punishment that he received for this feels so weirdly like personal.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's just so over the top. Like, you suspended him and then you sent him to Japan because he got his ass beat. Like, I don't.
two thoughts on that. One, he was fired because it cost Tony a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tony wound up A, losing what was his biggest merch seller, and B, had to pay Punk on the way out. But two, go ahead.
It wasn't Jack Perry that lost you CM Punk. It was you, dog. What do you mean, Jack?
It was you.
Jack Perry, you didn't pick him up when he came into the airport.
Remember that time that millionaire admitted it was all his fault? Yeah, me neither.
No, exactly. No, okay. But wait a minute. I also just remembered this. In order for Punk to get fired, there was a committee of people.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
A committee of Daniel Bryan.
So Bryan Danielson looked at what we just looked at, and the response was, oh, yeah, we got to fire this guy. Let him go.
Right. Been working indies his whole... How long has he been indies all over the world wrestling? That scared everybody. Get out.
This is what gets you fired.
You know what that gets you, though, if you're Daniel Bryan? or Brian Danielson apologies that get you wrestling on? Who got okay, collision?
We're not going to push this agenda, all right? Because Danielson, because Danielson, I don't have any issue because Punk wanted to get fired, all right? 100%, 100%, and Danielson could totally tell.
Well, shit, he quit.
Tony didn't let him go. What do you mean, bro?
How many times do I have to quit this company before I quit this company?
It's like, so Brian Danielson being like, oh yeah, so this guy who like has told you that he wants to quit has like tried to choke out a coworker. Yeah, let's let him go. And Tony was like, no.
Well, but in seriously though, if you're Perry, you go out there, you wrestle a match, you get slammed through real glass,
bro.
You come backstage, you say something into a camera. In your mind, you're thinking you're starting an angle with CM Punk and you're about to be making big bucks because you're wrestling CM Punk on Collision next week. And that's going to go straight through to the next pay-per-view. You're headlining pay-per-views, you're winning world titles, all because you shot your mouth off to the camera during the match.
Yeah. You started an angle.
Next thing
right?
You know, Punk's got you in a headlock. And oh, for sure, God. Everyone here is coming to your defense. No, they fired you.
I
get scapegoat.
Yeah.
I get scapegoat.
Fast forward 3 months, this dude is in the worst New Japan Cup ever and wrestling with Evil and Ren Narita.
Meanwhile, fast forward 3 months, Punk's back in WWE getting the second biggest pop in professional wrestling ever. First being when he came to your company, Tony.
Well, the other thing about all this is we knew, okay, I didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know what was going to happen. Ray didn't know what was going to happen.
No.
But when they cut to the announcers, the whole world knew the next 22 minutes is going to be tried by looking at Tony Schiavone's face. Because Tony Schiavone once had Eric Bischoff whisper in his ear that magical moment that Mick Foley's about to win a world title. Schiavone was sitting at the chair when he said, that'll put butts in seats. Schiavone was the guy, not his fault, but he wound up being the guy who took 3 million people or something like that and put them on the other champ and they never came back. Now, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think AEW's fine. Yeah. I think Tony's got enough money. He'll withstand this. It's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. MJF is going to come back. Everything's going to be fine.
But it was really a trash night. And all those people that trashed the company, and it's on the heels. Like, okay, we had, like I said, we had a good first little bit. And then we had that moment. And then they bring Jericho in with his little squad thing. And Jericho completely...
It's like, yes. Okay, we had like an Ospreay promo in the middle there. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, the Ospreay promo was awesome.
And he threw shots at WWE in a way that was, what's the word for it? Not utterly embarrassing.
Well, I don't know that it's fair, though, because I'm not 100% Hunter still married. So to say that that's his wife, come on, we don't know.
I saw one tweet earlier today. I'd shout you out if I remember who you were that said something like, "Do you think they split the Knights of WrestleMania in the divorce?"
Oh. By the way, we don't know anything about that. We don't know.
But, no. But anyways, yeah.
I'd start rumors, but that's a pretty good rumor.
That is.
Ospreay promo was good. They have this. I'm thinking of all of the names I could call Chris Jericho right now.
Yes.
Hogan is a good one.
Hogan is a good one. Yeah. I don't even think Hogan was ever this washed. Actually, that's not true. I was not.
Flair was be a good one.
Flair. But the thing is, you have Jericho come out with Shibata and Hook. Poor Hook, by the way. Mm-hmm. Poor Shibata, but Shibata's already had a career of great stuff. So he's fine. Poor Shane Taylor Promotions for being here. Poor everyone around Jericho.
Arena.
Poor Arena for having to watch Jericho. Poor us for having to watch Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Demo God at one time.
I thought this dude was gonna go to on tour. I was severely mistaken.
Let's get guys, let's get Judas back on the chart so we can get Jericho on tour.
Please, yeah, and thank you.
This Lionheart.
Okay, but seriously, this whole thing was a match, and it could have been a match where, hey, Hook looks good, or Shibata looks good, or Shane Taylor and him look good.
Oh, yeah.
None of that got to happen because it had to all be about Chris Jericho.
Yes.
And Shibata ate the pin.
And Shibata eats a pin. So you have
Lee Moriarty.
One of the great respected names in the history of the business, Shibata. Up and coming guy. Hot as fire until Jericho got involved.
Oh, yeah. Really.
Yes.
So he decided he's going to siphon some of the poor guy's oxygen. Mm-hmm. And now all that doesn't matter because they're in this thing with Jericho, and it can't get good. Like, if Jericho gets his comeuppance and gets beat up by Hook or Shibata, do we feel good about it?
No.
No.
Because he's going to keep going on for 3 months.
No.
Then
no,
when Sammy Guevara comes back from whatever suspension he's got, he's going to be in there too.
Look, man.
And then Jericho's going to go on his podcast. No. And then he's going to go on his podcast. And then he's going to say that he saved Hook's career or some horse shit.
Yes.
100%. But I just... So you had this chunk of the show that was trash. And everything around it wasn't. But you can't help but go back to the whole time. And you look at Twitter, it's going crazy. And, you know, you're watching Mariah May. She's out there tearing it up, you know. Yes. And it looks good. And then you look on your Twitter and you hit... the sound on it, and you hear CM Punk chants as you're looking at your Twitter feed because somebody recorded the fact that CM Punk chants were happening
at Dynamite.
After
they get done showing, no, not even after they get done showing the footage, as they're showing the footage.
Oh, wait, I haven't even talked about FTR yet.
Oh
my God. FTR come up here. Okay. After the Young Bucks show that,
right?
FTR come out here and cut the same promo they have cut every time they're in a feud. And by the way, no one wants to watch this match. No one wants to watch FTR versus Young Bucks 4, all right? Because the third one was just good, I guess. the third one at All In that people, I don't know.
Second one is the best match out of the Young Bucks FTR trilogy.
Yeah.
This should have ended at All In.
There was a time when I thought, thank God FTR doesn't have to deal with the kind of stuff they got with the Usos. Not to the Usos' fault, but to whoever wrote that crap.
Yes.
Now I watch FTR and I think, I'm ready for that back shave. I'm ready for Usy Hot in the pants. I'm ready to see the guy go around the floor like a dog that's got something on his tail.
Listen,
what are we doing?
Let me make sure y'all understand. Jamil thinks that FTR is the best tag team going today in wrestling. Mm-hmm. But Jamil is tired of promos like this. And as we sit here and we have to talk about our friend Pepsi Phil, you know, who we really should be talking about, my wife and my daughter, who I continue to sacrifice having to get up time with because I'm out here entertaining all of you top guys. Out.
You know what you know what I'm going to do, though? You know what I've decided I'm going to do? I'm going to take Top Guys Out. I'm going to make it my alarm. Because every time I hear Top Guys Out, I immediately wake up.
Because that means the FTR promo session is over with.
Right.
And it hasn't put me to sleep. And I no longer have to sleep. Top Guys Out.
I think that this is the most like off the hip, random thing we've ever done on the show. And I like what we're doing, but I do think you brought to my attention while we were watching that you have some friends that enjoy it when Ray shoots on Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And as we know, I'm like alone on the Rollins Island.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no, you're not.
And so I try to, if I see it going to where he's going to totally bury my guy, mm-hmm. I will. It's not on purpose, Jamil. My instincts take over and I just hog the show until that moment has passed and we've gone to something else.
Yes.
But, you know, I think if you want to, Ray, You can just spend a couple of seconds shooting on Seth about whatever happened to him this weekend if you'd like to.
Oh, shit.
What were you going to say?
I wasn't thinking about this. Okay. Well,
what were you going to say?
Here's the thing about the match that Seth Rollins had with Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. So Seth Rollins, the whole storyline leading up to this match, right, is that Seth Rollins is injured. And he's not focusing on the match with Drew McIntyre, and that's going to be his eventual downfall.
Mm-hmm.
This goes fine. This is perfectly fine because Seth Rollins is injured. He's injured like all the time, so it's whatever. So when he comes into WrestleMania, wrestles night one. Not only that, he's also wrestling two matches.
Mm-hmm.
So Seth Rollins is beaten down here. Yes. There is like every possible thing that could be going against Seth Rollins is going against Seth Rollins, right?
You're right.
So he wrestles a 45-minute long match with Roman Reigns and The Rock.
Mm-hmm. The Rock had a foot in his ass all night.
Uh-huh. and then, this dude, okay. First move of the match, Claymore, kick out. Whatever, right? It's fine. It was a shock thing, whatever. Drew McIntyre, it's a second Claymore.
Mm-hmm.
This man kicks out of two Claymores.
I think he made it to four, didn't he?
Or did he make it to five? Four. I'm thinking, do we need to shoot Seth Rollins with a gun? I'm thinking, does Drew McIntyre have to hit Seth Rollins with like a burning hammer from the top of the stage? I'm thinking, my whole life, I have been hearing people talk about how great Seth Rollins is at selling pro wrestling moves. Because he does a flip after a clothesline. But no, this whole World Heavyweight Championship run, this is the same shit he did with Shinsuke, where like he, with a bad back, with a bad knee, took all of Shinsuke's offense and just won. But at least Drew won.
Right. So, okay, you good?
Yeah.
You got it out? You good? Okay, so I'm going to say one thing.
I'll have other ways to shoot on Seth.
But I'm going to say something to retort to that. Opposites. That's what I say. I think opposites.
You think opposites? You think Seth? You think Seth was so gracious that he kicked out of those four Claymores?
I think Seth got his butt whooped on Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
night,
absolutely.
Got his butt whooped
how
on
greatly?
Sunday afternoon, and then got his butt whooped a last time.
Oh, absolutely.
Sunday night.
That was the best part of the pay-per-view was when Seth got beat, but when. I think when Seth,
right. So let's move on because I want to say we're going to wrap this show real quickly with thoughts. So far, we're halfway through a week. What was the most important things you got out of Raw and or what we saw tonight? Because Raw happened on Monday.
Most important thing I got out of Raw is. We are not done with this final boss situation. I think we are about to shift to the final boss versus Cody at SummerSlam. I think that's when that's going to happen because I think we're saving final boss versus Roman for next year's WrestleMania. I think that's going to main event night two and whatever match Cody is in for the WWE Championship is going to main event night one.
There are rumors that the 1 year out plan is Cody Rhodes versus Dwayne Johnson. Woof. If you're Cody Rhodes and you get to go one-on-one with the great one the grandest stage of them all.
The final boss.
Wow. That would be crazy.
It would be.
Bray, you got anything? Oh, go ahead.
And then what I learned from tonight, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Ray, you got something?
I am now a TJPW stan. Go Tokyo Joshi Pro.
Love it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
going to be great.
I'm
when
completely
it turns
done
in
with American wrestling.
What's cool though is when your company gets absorbed by NXT and becomes NXT
absolutely.
Japan, that's going to rule.
Absolutely.
Joshi that. Okay.
Yes.
But my biggest takeaway of the week so far, because I thought, you know, I hear the rumors, they're going to do this thing, and what if they show me some crazy footage on Punk? So I thought, what's kind of a risk having Punk this involved in your main event at their opening match at Mania?
Mm-hmm.
Having Punk cost Drew a shot at the championship, a rematch with Damian Priest at the championship.
Yes.
I thought it was a little risk having him grab his leg, because what if? But evidently, Hunter knew that AEW was about to put his top guy over. So we're going to wrap. We're going to wrap. Thank you for listening. Hey, guys. Jamil, tell people where they can listen to your new podcast.
So actually, new episode for the podcast tomorrow.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's BLK FLA, the podcast. Listen to it on the MPN network. You can find them on IG at MPN Management. You can find the podcast at BLK FLA, the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell people where to find you? It's up to you.
I'm good for now.
Okay, so that's the real tease. At what point does Ray allow you to find him?
That's it.
Until then, all you're going to get from him is mean tweets, mean talk about Seth freaking Rollins.
That's it.
And it hurts my soul.
But it's awesome.
Yep. And go home. Thank you, folks.